Thank you very much. I feel, as a member of the steering committee for this series, which has been running now for 18 months, that I cannot leave it there with what Martin has said about Mary's part in all of this, but I would like to thank her myself and to say that this whole project of a series of seminars, now two series, in the area of public administration has been very much Mary's idea and is quite a legacy that she leaves behind her as she leaves Prague. The size of the legacy is perhaps possible to measure by the size of a couple of books that were launched a few weeks ago in Prague and London. One is the proceedings of last year's series, both in Czech and English, containing the main presentations that were made. And the other, not directly related, but very much part of the same overall approach that the British Council has been taking here in the last couple of years, is the proceedings of last year's Prague Conference on the Westward Enlargement of Central Europe. They're well worth reading, whether or not you actually took part in any of those seminars and conferences. The subject of today's seminar, the role of the media in communication between the state and the citizen, is one that I've been looking forward to for a while. It seems to me that it's an exciting subject, and it's an exciting subject because at the heart of it there is a paradox. The paradox lies in the way in which we all seem to look at the media. On the one hand, there is a great deal of criticism in both the Czech Republic and Great Britain of the modern media. If you read people's opinions about the media, lurking behind much of what people say these days is the image of the media as monster, something that devours things, that's insatiable, that wrecks things. When people come to details, they complain that the standards of commentary are not what they were, that the standards of accuracy of reporting are not what they were, or they complain about the media interfering in and raking up issues that would perhaps better not be see the light of day. I put that in quite a strong way because I want to make my paradox obvious. But there is clearly this discourse of criticism, of disapproval of the media. Yet at the same time, there are two things which make one question whether that can really be how everyone does, in fact, look at the media. The first reason is that, of course, in both our countries now, the media is essentially commercial. I mean, there are some exceptions, like the BBC, but really, I think the BBC almost proves the rule because of the way in which it reacts to commercial competition. So here you have commercial media, presumably by definition providing what people want, but at the same time, people say that what they get is not what they want. The second reason for calling this a paradox is that, of course, the media have become the main field in which political debate is now conducted. And in other words, they have become a fundamental part of our society and the way it operates. I don't want to say too much about that first arm of the paradox, the commercial side, because it's a vast field, the relationship of the media to their market, and it's not what we're talking about today. But there's one important point that I draw out of it, particularly as a government official myself. And that is, of course, that the media are fundamentally independent of government. And for any government, or for any other body for that matter, that wants to use the media as a way of communicating messages, this is a fundamental fact that has to be taken into account. You may have your message neatly worked out. You may have created your policy in such a way as to make it as presentationally effective as possible, but you may find that nobody wants to transmit your message, and of course you may find that nobody wants to listen to your message. There's rather more to be said, I think, in today's discussions about the role of the media as the field in which politics take place. I mean, to get an idea of the extent to which this is true, I think you only have to look at the way in which politics was conducted in the previous two centuries. In the 19th century, to draw things very crudely and very simplistically, it was a question of people making speeches and convincing others, largely by personal contact, that they should vote for them. In the 20th century, I think it became more, again, to generalise, it became more a question of the effectiveness of party organisation. Mass parties were built up in European countries, particularly in the middle of the 20th century, and those were the vehicle for political action. But those mass parties have lost their members, and they no longer operate in the way they do. Instead, we find with modern communications and modern media that increasingly there is a single large public space in which politicians operate and address the public. And that is what makes the media now so fundamental to our society. The paradox, of course, continues to operate even when you come to look at the use that is made of the media as the field for politics. Because, on the one hand, effective politicians increasingly have to be people who can master modern media and communications. But in their very success, they find themselves criticised. And if you look at the history of the current British government, there is a general view in the United Kingdom that one of the main reasons why they won such a large victory at the last elections was precisely their mastery of modern means of communication. But since they have reached the position of power, that has increasingly turned to criticism that they're all too good at it. The use of the term spin doctor as a term of abuse has become very current. And I think that goes back to this fundamental paradox, that this essential tool of communication that we have seems, at the same time as being effective, to be loathed. It's that very contested nature of the media that makes this subject so fascinating. We have, as Martin Potocek has said, representatives from both the United Kingdom and the Czech Republic, of both government and the media. We have I'm afraid I should have asked how your name is pronounced. Sutcliffe. Barry Sutcliffe, Director of Information at the Cabinet Office in London, right at the heart of the British government's presentation of its work. We have Jana Peltsová of the Press Department of the Government of the Czech Republic. And then we have Tim Gopsil of the British National Union of Journalists and Jaroslav Weiss, a political commentator who will be well known to you all. I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say. Thank you.